The Emmy nominations came out yesterday. And normally I say the same thing. I don't know any of these shows. I haven't seen any of these shows. What are these shows? So I started today by saying, let me just take a look at these.
Let's show me the nominees.
I've seen like 75% of these.
Oh, really? Okay, that's good.
It's a staggeringly high amount.
I said to Kristen, am I watching too much television? Yes, apparently. Yeah. You put in the work.
You are what you is.
Best drama series, Diplomat. I've seen it.
Never heard of it.
It's got a girl in that I like.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Felicity?
Aniston?
Might be Felicity.
She played Felicity, right?
Yeah, she played Felicity. Who's the girl that played Felicity? She did it.
Carrie Russell. She's never aged in my book. She still looks great.
Look how you know me. This is why we're like always in step.
Yeah.
I say the girl, you say Felicity. I never know her name.
Nope.
Terrific. She's aged beautifully.
She has.
It's a good show. It's hard to...
Is that the category she's in?
Yeah. Aged well.
Aging actress.
She's nominated for best aging actress. Good show. I have to watch it with my wife so she can tell me what's going on. A lot of espionage.
Yes.
Under, you know, they're overseas and it's political. Very good, though. Very good.
So this is a best drama.
Yes. The Diplomat. The Pit. Biggie and I watched that.
Oh, God, yes. I cannot wait. That's my breakout show of the year.
Great show.
Every show that's come out, even the new seasons of shows I like, it does not compare to The Pit. The Pit was awesome.
It is not, if you're just joining us, a spinoff of Silence of the Lambs. It's the P-I-T-T.
Yes.
They're in Pittsburgh.
They're in Pittsburgh.
Not Girls in Pits.
Correct. It's worth the price of HBO Max just for that show.
Noah Wiley. Yeah. That's really good.
And a brother of one of our P1 listeners.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a meet and greet a few months ago, and the guy who called in, his brother is the hot doctor on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, I spent the whole time going, can you talk to your brother?
In episode 7, remember when they did?
Love your brother. Oh, my God.
You know what I like about that show, too? And this just shows you how many talented people out there that you just don't even know. The show is full. Noah Wiley is the star. Mm. Everyone else is fairly, I'd say, unknown or unseen.
Never heard of
him. And, you know, the one doctor is Bryan Cranston's daughter. Never knew that. Mm. But that is they are talented actors and actresses in that show.
I love it. The show is fantastic. It's not my pick to be best. And I've seen a lot of it. Okay. The White Lotus. Seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Every year I say, I don't watch TV. I don't know these shows. I've seen all these things. Biggie's giving me the...
this season was
shaky.
Was washy.
I wouldn't have nominated it this season.
No, I wouldn't have either. I didn't think it was that great.
Okay.
It sure had people talking, though. This was the Piper No episode or series.
Yeah, yes. And it showed Schwarzenegger's son's dong for a brief second.
We got a Schwarzenegger dong. We got some
Piper No.
Buddhist. We had a well-known...
Lorazepam. Did sales spike of Lorette, or is that, I guess it's not really market dependent, it's more prescription, I think, isn't it?
I need Lorazepam. Yeah, I'm flashing back to the White Lotus now. That was also, there was a scene in which a well-known actor, who's the well-known actor that I like, who's in that?
John Wayne?
The British
Mel
guy?
Gibson. No, I don't know. I do like John Wayne and Mel Gibson. No, the guy.
The British guy, right? No.
I don't think he's British. Is he? He's in a lot of movies.
He plays the dad?
No.
Oh.
He played the friend when...
Oh, he's in Gemstones.
No.
Walton Goggins?
He went to see him. He was his friend.
Oh, Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell. You know, I like him.
This should be the lead up to the nominee. And the nominees are... He's the guy who was in that thing I like...
You know, I read an article that his wife is Leslie, whatever her name is, who's in the show, plays one of the three women.
Who, Rockwell?
Yes, Rockwell's wife.
And the joke is that he was just there visiting her, and they were like, let's put you in it.
Well, the scene I think a lot of people remember is he meets with his friend, played by Walton Goggins. Okay. They have dinner, and Sam Rockwell, and he's only in like one episode, maybe two, and Sam Rockwell talks about his life. They haven't seen each other in years. And he's like, yeah, I used to go out and bang these lady boys. And he kept going on and on. He's like, I wanted to be a lady boy and get banged. And Walton Goggins has this look. I believe it became a meme where Walton Goggins is like, what are you talking about? You know, he kept like.
And he's the audience, too, because we're all like, we're this all is like, going on uncomfortably
I
mean, long.
He went on for like 5 minutes about, I just wanted to be one of those ladyboys getting it from behind. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. everybody's like, okay, all right. I mean, that was Sam Rockwell. I wouldn't make that the winner this year.
There's another.
Apple TV Plus, Slow Horses. I've seen it.
God, you have seen all these.
All of them. And that's my favorite. It is an incredible show.
That's another show that your wife had to explain. She had to watch it with you.
Yes. Subtitles on, though it's in English.
Yep.
Yes. British English.
Yes. But it is an incredible show. And then the one I haven't seen is probably the odds-on favorite, Severance on Apple TV Plus. That's that weird one.
That's the one I've tried to get into and can't.
That guy I like.
That's got that guy.
From Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What is his name?
Adam Scott.
That's
Adam
Scott.
He's always got the, to me, he's always typecast as kind of a smarmy villainish type.
He's pretty good because he has that look, but like in Parks and Rec, he played a really good guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A really nice, and was like the love interest of the main character. And he was really good in that. He
plays a great role in Step Brothers.
Yes. Yes.
He plays the evil brother in Step Brothers.
Yes.
Love that.
He's in, let me, here's the comedies that are nominated. All right. The Bear. I watch it.
You talk about
one
it all
we
the
know
all the time.
All the time. Hacks. I watch it.
My God, you do.
I know. Nobody wants this. I watch it.
It's like, what is going on?
I'm always saying I never watch TV.
I don't watch TV. Shows below me. And plus, in addition to all the reruns you watch,
I know Friends.
Yeah.
All the ones, you know, all those
Sex and the City gals.
Yes. The other nominees for the best. Comedy. Shrinking. I watch it.
Now that's a great show.
I agree. Here's the one I don't even think should be nominated because I think it's just okay. And Adam Scott was in one episode of it, The Studio with Seth Rogen. I don't think it deserves a nomination.
I did enjoy it. I thought it had some miss episodes, but the funny episodes to me were really, really funny.
But if you've only got 10 episodes, I thought 3 or 4 were just like miss. And then I thought there were like 2 to 3 mm-hmm. really good.
Well, that's it's people have described it as a very inside Hollywood show. Yeah. So I bet, I'm not shocked it got nominated.
The only one I don't watch is the one on network TV, Abbott Elementary on ABC.
Very popular, never seen it.
Very popular.
This is unbelievable to say, and considering that I spend all my time, if I'm not here, I'm at home.
Yes.
In front of a TV.
Yes.
And yet you have watched more of these shows than me.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right.
Special fan award.
Okay.
Yeah. Guys,
they should call me up. They should say that
I
guy.
I know.
This is unreal.
They should say that guy on the radio show. You know, what's his?
It's not. He's not that funny. The show's just average. It's just mid. I mean, out of 10, maybe 2 are good.
It's Kristen. Yeah. No, the other one.
No, it's like that name, but it's not. He did the high school announcements.
You know the guy that did the high school announcements? He's so real awkward around women.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
can't talk about to people.
Yeah.